From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Britain's new Prime Minister David Cameron says his country's financial situation is worse than he had thought and will require major spending cuts to reduce a growing budget deficit. And Cameron says Britain is not alone in facing the challenge of belt tightening.
Around the world, people and their governments are waking up to the dangers of not dealing with their debts. And Britain has got to be part of that international mainstream as well.
A grim-faced Cameron speaking north of London today. He says the debt crisis in Greece is a warning of what can happen if a government pretends that difficult decisions can be avoided. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who oversees the federal response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, briefs President Obama and the cabinet today on the status of efforts to deal with what Allen is calling the siege of the entire Gulf. In Florida, inspectors are being trained in how to sniff oysters, shrimp, and other seafood that have been tainted by oil. One of the trainers is William Mahan of the University of Florida.
We started out sniffing different samples of oil to just sort of train our nose and mind to recognizing it.
Mahan says the human nose is better than any high-tech device at detecting tainted seafood. There's been a shakeup today in the top ranks of North Korea's government. NPR's Mike Schuster in Seoul says North Korean leader Kim Jong-il's brother-in-law has been moved into a position seen as a caretaker role, while Kim's youngest son is being prepared to take over from his father.
Kim Jong-un is only 27 years old, and he hasn't held high-level positions in either the political structures or the military. And so there was a feeling, as I understand it, in North Korea that Kim Jong-il needed someone of great stature to agree to this succession, and that's Jong Sung-taek. And he has been appointed number two in the National Defense Commission, which is the ultimate governing body.
NPR's Mike Schuster in Seoul. Seven former officials with the Union Carbide subsidiary in India have been sentenced to 2 years in prison each for their role in the deadly gas leak at Bhopal that killed 15,000 people. Veer Singh in New Delhi reports victims' groups say the verdict, coming more than 25 years after the accident, is too little too late.
The convictions and sentencing come more than 25 years after a gas tank ruptured at a factory of the Indian subsidiary of Union Carbide, which is now owned by Dow Chemical. Thousands of residents of Bhopal, the state capital, were killed. Many more died later or suffered health problems. Organizations campaigning for the rights of victims say the punishment given to the former Union Carbide officials is comparable to that awarded for a traffic accident. Also, they say the ruling can be challenged in a higher court. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Stock prices clinging to narrow gains on Wall Street after a sell-off in the Asia-Pacific markets today. The Dow up 19 points. This is NPR. Police in southern Afghanistan have foiled an assault by the Taliban on a training center near Kandahar. At least three suicide bombers were involved in the attack. One drove a vehicle packed with explosives up to the gate of the center and detonated a blast, blowing a hole through the compound wall. But all of the assailants were gunned down before they could enter the compound and cause any casualties. Canada has about 2,800 soldiers in Afghanistan, most of them in the Kandahar area. And now Dan Karpinchuk reports the door has been left open for Canada's parliament to keep some troops in Afghanistan after that country's current military mission ends next summer.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper traveled to Britain and France last week to try to nix the idea of a bank tax. But the U.S., along with the big European powers, favored the tax as a way to create a fund that would be accessed if important financial institutions ever face collapse in the future. Canada insists that countries that didn't need to bail out their banks during the recent crisis should not have to punish their banks for what others did. Instead, the G20 finance ministers, meeting over the weekend in South Korea, agreed that when a financial institution contributes to a financial crisis, then it should bear the cost of that contribution, not the taxpayers. Canada hosts the G8 and G20 summits later this month, and Finance Minister Jim Flaherty has described the bank tax as a distraction from the real need for financial reforms. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Chrysler is recalling nearly 600,000 Jeep Wranglers and Chrysler and Dodge minivans because of potential wiring and brake problems. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says about half of the vehicles are Wranglers, which could develop brake fluid leaks. The minivans being recalled have a possible wiring problem that could cause a fire inside the sliding doors. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.